Hunter Biden loses latest bid to have tax evasion charges thrown out. By Simon Kent on August 20, 2024. A federal judge on Monday rejected Hunter Biden's latest attempt to dismiss tax evasion charges in a case expected to go to trial next month in Los Angeles. The decision came as the younger Biden journeyed to Chicago for the Democratic National Convention and watched as his father said goodbye after being brutally dumped by his own party in favor of Vice President Kamala Harris in the 2024 presidential race, as Breitbart News reported. UPI reports the son of President Joe Biden faces 9 charges in California on accusations of failing to pay $1.4 million in taxes between 2016 and 2019. His legal team in July sought to dismiss the case by citing a recent decision by a federal judge in Florida who threw out the classified documents case against Donald Trump on the grounds the appointment of special counsel Jack Smith was unconstitutional. The UPI report notes. In the 7-page ruling Monday, District Judge Mark Scarsi of the U.S. District Court of Central California did not touch on the merits of Biden's argument but rejected it for being untimely in an attempt to relitigate a decision that quashed a previous attempt by Biden to have the case dismissed. Mr. Biden plainly seeks reconsideration of issues already decided upon his February motion, Scarsi said. The court declines to reach the merits of the motion because there is no valid basis for reconsideration of the court's order denying Mr. Biden's motion to dismiss the indictment for appropriations and appointments clause violations. Hunter Biden faces 9 felony and misdemeanor charges stemming from his failure to pay $1.4 million in taxes for 3 years during a time when he was in the throes of addiction. The back taxes and penalties were ultimately paid in full by a third party, identified by ABC News as Hunter Biden's attorney and confidant, Kevin Morris. The trial is scheduled to begin on September 5. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to all charges. He was previously found guilty on 3 gun-related charges in June and awaiting sentencing. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.